What is the difference between syndication and crowdfunding? I get asked all the time whether somebody will come to me and say, should I just crowdfund or should I syndicate? And the answer is, you know, it's kind of a chicken or egg question. What comes first? Well, the syndication comes first. You can't go out and crowdfund. Crowdfunding is really just a means to market and advertise a securities offering. So before you can actually go out and crowdfund, you have to have a securities offering in place. That means you're going to have your business plan or, you know, some property information or something that's going to tell investors what you're doing with their money. And you're going to have those appropriate disclosure documents that we talked about in the segment on what is a securities offering. So you've got to have all of that stuff lined up and in place. Then you can go and find a way to market that opportunity. Now, in some, there are different types of crowdfunding opportunities out in the marketplace. There are crowdfunding companies that will market your offering to their group of investors for a flat marketing fee. There are some crowdfunding companies that will actually go out and kind of sub-syndicate your offering so that you don't have to be the one to set up the securities offering. They'll do that, they'll raise the money, and they will fund your deal and leave you in charge of it. So you have to know which ones you're dealing with when you're talking to these different crowdfunding companies. And in the case of some of those companies that will sub-syndicate, they may also want a seat at the table in your management team so that they can control some of the things that you do that might affect their investors.